Minister. Okay, the new words have come out in the last few months. Teenagers use the words next level. Today we're going to get him to the next level of Muksa. We've been discussing till now. Kaylee Shemanachta Le'issa. Yeah, we've gone through quite a few. We've spoken quite a lot about Kaylee Shemanachta Le'issa. What makes something Kaylee Shemanachta Le'issa. And what the heterim are in that zone. There's a heter, so Gufoy, which means moving, using the item for a mutter purpose, like a hammer to crack nuts. There's also the heter, so Mekoyma, which means moving out of the way if you need the place it's taking up, you know, to use that place. It's blocking something. That's the heter of Tzurich Gufoy and Tzurich Mekoyma. One of the most common mistakes people make in Hilchos Muksa is applying the wrong heterim to the wrong muksa. And that's why it's so important to be mechalik and to categorize the various muksa. So today, Mitzvah, we're going to discuss the next level up, which is muksa, machmas, chesor, and kiss. Muksa, machmas, chesor, and kiss is a very severe type of muksa, and it cannot be moved by hand, even the Tzurich Gufoy or the Tzurich Mekoyma. Yeah? Chesor and kiss is a special muksa. It's along, goes along with muksa machmas gufoy, which we haven't yet discussed. We will admit to get there after this year. Does anybody know what muksa machmas chesor and kiss means? Valuable. Get ruined.
Loss of money.
A shaykhet's knife.
Huh? A shaykhet's knife. That's an example. Very good. Yeah, I've got a shaykhet's knife here.
Oh, you've got a mild knife.
A mild knife I've not got here because, yeah, that was harder. The shchita knife, yeah, is the classic example. Always start with the Gemara's example. A shchita knife, a mida knife, is muksa machmas chesor and kiss. It's commonly mistranslated as expensive. It's not totally wrong, but it's not right either. Chesor and kiss means an item which you're makpid not to use for anything other than its intended purpose for fear of damage. Now, do you think this could cut a peach in half? No problem. Take a peach, pew, no problem. No one, no self-respecting shochet, will use a shchita knife to slice a fruit because you'll cause a pegima, you'll cause a problem with the knife, and that'll take many hours to fix it. However, it's important to note, let's just put this away carefully. I want to show you something interesting, which may not be so apparent. I have here, this is from a sofa, it's a sofa's feather, a kulmus, this is also mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, and this is also chesor and kiss. If you look very closely, it's very small, you can see that it's been sharpened down, the nib has been sharpened down to write, so if you turn to fill in the mezuzahs, this costs, I think you can get these free. Yeah, when I was by the shchita house, the guy said to me, "Are you a scribe?" And he pulled off a whole load of feathers and he gave them to me. I said, "No, I'm here to watch the summer's like hidden." Okay, these you can have these 100 for free. They cost nothing. But because the sofa has whittled down that and he's made it to the right point where he wants, this he's makpid. He's makpid not to. I went to a sofa's house last night. I said, "Can I borrow? I'm giving a shir tomorrow. I would like to speak about chesor and kiss." He says, "You want to borrow a feather?" I said, "Yes." I said, "How long did you spend making that?" He said, "Quite a long time." I said, "Would you use that to?" No, you don't use it for anything else. Mamish, what he said, you don't use these items for anything else. So, sigh the cheap item, sigh the expensive item, doesn't really make a difference. Chesor and kiss leads one to say expensive. It doesn't have to be expensive. Many times it is. You could take a classic example. You may have a laptop at home. People have laptops, computers. Are those chesor and kiss? Could be. Everyone's different. We'll see soon about everyone being different, having different rules. But it's important to note that the rule is, if you're makpid, not to use the item for anything other than its intended purpose, which applies to both the shchita knife and the feather. You don't use it for anything else, right? I went to a friend of mine who's a moyel. He has a special machine that measures the bilirubin of the baby without being invasive. It's a machine, I think it costs about £4,000. Maybe you know about it, I don't know. And this measures the baby's liver. I said, can I borrow your machine for the shit? No. I said, "I'm going to be careful." No. I said, "I'm just going to hold it up, show it, I'll give you back." No. I said, "Great, good, here's my story." He won't lend it me. Not as a proper, he's not letting it out of his little case. It'll get damaged. He's very, 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 very worried. Yeah? So shchita knife, a mila knife, all these things, no one, no moyel would ever say, "You know what, I can't cut my apple, I'll just pinch my mila knife out of the box and use it for that." Doesn't make sense. Nobody does that. It's not normal. Yeah? All these items of chesor and kiss may not be moved by hand. For Gufoy or Mekoyma, if you ever see somebody moving a chesor and kiss item and you're properly sure that's chesor and kiss, and you say, "What are you doing?" You say, "Well, it's Tzurich Mekoyma." It's wrong. You're not allowed to move a chesor and kiss item by hand, the Tzurich Mekoyma. Yeah? Now, there are some items which are a little bit more tricky. I'll show you now something interesting. What muksa is this? A pair of scissors. What do you do with scissors? Kiriya, Achadiyah. These scissors are keli shemelachti le'isa. What about this pair? It's just different colour.
What's that?
This also scissors. Oh, Anthony's on the board. These are material scissors. Yeah, these cost $6.99. These cost $27.99 from a material shop. This is used to cut material. I'll tell you the truth. It was until the kids used it to cut paper. And then it went blunt. Unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. We caught them using this on Sunday afternoon. But they didn't chap what it was. They took the first pair of scissors and they cut paper with it. Now, we are MacPit. Material scissors should not be used for anything other than material. They were used and they went blunt. They are now paper scissors along with these, right? They were Kisaron Kiss when we had them for the first 6 months. We were MacPit. That's Kedish Mahtal Issa. This was Kisaron Kiss. Unfortunately, it's now been relegated to the realms of Malachtal Issa because it's finished, right?
So, Kedish Mahtal Issa, can you move it Kalapia?
You can move it with your hands. Latira Kufoy or Makoimoy, you can move it with your hands. What about these scissors? These scissors are ceramic scissors used for cutting tzitzis. There's a lochri, you're not supposed to cut your tzitzis with metal. These are ceramic scissors only to be used for cutting tzitzis. Your MacPid, there's a Gemach certain shul. Have you got this? It's supposed to be part of a Gemach Nemesh. It's not got here yet. These are ceramic scissors. These are Chisaron Kiss scissors. You don't use these stamp for cutting. So that's Malach de Le'isa. Chisaron Kiss that was and has been relegated. Chisaron Kiss scissors. You can have broken scissors, which are Muksa Machmas Gufa, yeah? Oh, what about these scissors here? What are these? These I borrowed these last night from a real shaitel mafia here in Manchester. These scissors, again, Yossi, they do cost £80, but the last pair I borrowed was £250. Makes no difference. No self-respecting barber or shaitel mafia will use these scissors for cutting paper. It does not come in. Yeah, this, it comes as a set. This and this. Yeah, these scissors, the last pair I borrowed, this was easy because the woman was out. The husband sorted me out. The last one I went to, she said, "What do you want with my scissors?" I said, "I'm just going to show. Are you going to cut anything?" I said, "No, but thanks for the story. If you're going to cut anything, you're not going to use these." Yeah, I have five pairs of scissors. They're different halachas. So when someone says to you, "What are scissors?" you say, "What type of scissors? Are they normal scissors? Malach Le'isa. Are they ceramic scissors? Material scissors? Shaitan scissors? Kisaron Kiss. Are they broken scissors? Are they maybe grape scissors? Mutter. Remember the grape scissors for cutting the nice silk? Yeah, the older generation, remember? I've heard about it, I haven't seen them. Yeah? So this is very important. I didn't bring here with me today my guitar because I thought it would attract too much attention in chakras. But any delicate musical instrument, you have a guitar?
Grape scissors?
No. A guitar, a violin, any of these musical instruments which you're macbeth about, they're delicate. No one's going to say, "Oh, let's play cricket with my guitar." Hello? It's made for playing music, it's delicate. In fact, I tried to get my hands on one last night. The string's a bit broken. Eh? Already, all this type of talk is megala how careful people are with musical instruments. We used to, the last year I gave it was Geschmack. I was by a car boot sale in the holidays, and I picked up a little kid's guitar. Same thing, just very small for £1. And I bought it, Dafka. Now, that £1 little guitar, which the kids play with and smash around the toy box, is not Muksamach Muskasaran Kiss. It's a Kedish Shemachtel. So it's used for making music. Curl is a problem on Shabbos, so that is Kedish Shemachtel. So the same thing in 10 times the size, it's Kisaron Kiss. So what's a guitar? It depends. The answer usually in Mux is it depends, like a lot of things, yeah? The small one, the little keyboard the kids play with, no problem. If you have a nice PSR, I don't know what, 7,000, what the latest is, you know all the rate. Each one, the fancier you get, the more MacPid you are, yeah? I once asked the photographer, "Can I borrow some of your stuff?" He says, "What are you doing now? What are you doing?" I said, "Can I borrow just the stuff on your belt?" He said, "Do you know how much the stuff on my belt's worth? I carry £7,000 to £9,000 worth of equipment just on my belt." And it snapped last night. He said, "Okay." So, all his type of stuff, yeah, my camera isn't Muksa Machmas Kisaron Kiss. Mr. Reckman's camera is. My keyboard's not Muksa. The person who does it is. When I tried to borrow power tools off my brother-in-law, he says, "Oh, that's my job. These are my expensive tools." You lend them out, people don't know how to use them, they break them. They've got to be looked after, yeah? Shtuk of the Chiddush here, now you might say, who would ever have this on the Shabbos table, but I have had this shayla live. Light bulbs, yeah, anything can happen. A light bulb is never used for anything other than going in the fitting. People, very careful, put it in, leave it. They don't want these hanging. If this is hanging around on your Shabbos table, and next to it is a pencil, oh, there's a pencil, move the pencil with your hands, Kedish Mahtal Issa. So the bulb, Kisaron Kiss, stop, hello, stop, not with your hands. Because this does not have the heter of Tzorich Mekoma. Is that clear? You can have two items next to each other. One is Melach Tele Issa, one is not. One can move by a dime, one cannot. Yeah? How will you move that? We'll still soon discuss. Yeah? This is sometimes a chiddush to people. Good quality blank writing paper. Now, this is not my best. This is all I could find last night in the house. But this is little papers we use to write notes to the Rebbe at the end of the year. Thank you for looking after my child. Yeah? And these papers, this chreis comes 40 in a pack. You know, if you see the children on Sunday afternoon writing their, scribbling their rubbish all over these. He said, hello, these are for the Rebbe's notes. Yeah. Sometimes people have a packet of 500 papers in the printer, and they say, take some paper from the printer. Maybe that paper is not a chisaron kiss. Yesh lacher, some people want to get busy with that as well. But this type of miyuchadik paper, thank you note, or maybe you've got headed stationery, no one's pulling out 25 sheets of stationery from their cupboard just to scribble on all the children's pictures. So this is also chisaron kiss. Unbelievable. If this is on your table, cannot move it. The tzayruch, yeah? Thank you. So, a camera. Nowadays, cameras, things are morphing a lot in terms of electronics. But a camera, a lot of children get their first camera, the teenagers get their first camera, and they're very careful with it. Obviously, when you get to my age, or a lot of people have already given up on the camera, it's all on the phone. A camera, how macbeth are you not to use, if anything else? How busy are you with it? That all depends. Mobile phones is a very common shaila. What is my mobile phone? Is it chisaron kiss? So again, it depends how macbeth you are.
Can you have two families and one is just chisaron kiss and one isn't?
Yeah, definitely. We'll come into that in a minute. Mishnah Berurah speaks about that case. Personal kpeda, two different people. Yeah, you can have two people. You can have a husband and wife with a mobile phone. One does care, one doesn't. Interesting, because important paperwork, let's say bank mortgages, bank statements, can also be chisaron kiss. You keep them in a separate place. You're careful with them. I asked one lady shouted out by the shoe, oh, in my house, the bank statements, I put them away in the file. Remember the files used to come from the banks, used to put them in, the page numbers, now it's all great, it's online. And said, so my husband, he doesn't want to see them, puts them straight in the bin without opening it. And if I open it, he eats his frosties on it. Very different approaches, yeah? So for her, it's chisaron kiss, and for him, it's not. Mobile phone, oh, she doesn't know where it's upside down in the kitchen with flour and jam on it, and she doesn't care where it is. And he's busy, doesn't let it out of his pocket for a second, yeah? For him, his mobile's chisaron kiss, and for her, it's malach delis. So, yeah, very important point. This is what I was referring to last time, when I mentioned it's toil on personal kapeda. The Mishnah Berurah read, so it's clearly that it's up to you. If you feel this, there's no right or wrong answer. You say to someone, are you makpid? They'll say, what's the answer? It's not about what's the answer, it's what's the truth. Are you makpid or not? If you're makpid, it's chisaron kiss. If you're not, it's malach delis. So, yeah? Sewing machine, what's it called, a music system, all these things can be, I'm not saying they are, they can be. An iron. Is an iron malach delis or chisaron kiss? Would you use an iron to hold the door open for you while you bought the shopping in from Tesco?
Not usually.
Mm-hmm.
Not while it's on.
What?
Yeshiva book a bit closer than I am.
They do? Oh, so for Yeshiva book it's takim malach delis, the one they use for their shirt also, yeah? Good point, yeah? I remember those days. Ah. So we had one lady once by the shir, and it's fascinating. We were talking about the Hoover. The Henry, what's it called? The Hoover. Is your Hoover malach delis or chisaron kiss? And this is very important because it's often blocking the way the cleaner left it out, you left it out, and you want to move it on Shabbos. Can I move it, be a dime, pick up Mr. Henry and take him there and put him in the cupboard? Or do you have to start kicking it down the hall? Big difference, yeah? Yeah? Is it malach delis or chisaron kiss? What do you say?
Brilliant.
Huh?
Brilliant.
Good, it depends. So most people will say, yeah, malach delis, we're not so, you know, the Hoover. And this lady, and it was fascinating, the mindset, she said, no, it's chisaron kiss. It's chisaron kiss. Very strict. And I thought, she's definitely in Shana Rishona. And she was. It's like a girl getting a camera. It's all new, it's fresh, everything's got a place. You wait till you're married a few years and you can't even find your Hoover, yeah?
Depends what make you've got as well.
Oh, Mr. Henry, Mr. Dyson, each one with their Madrigas, yeah? Okay. Another example, which played a great role in COVID, is a passport, or a file called a passport chisaron kiss. You're very macbeth, these come. If you ever look, next time you get a passport, have a look at the paper it comes with. Do not bend, do not defile, do not do this, do not do this. It may not work. People are very busy. You watch them in the airport, they're tapping their pockets every 12 seconds. Who's got the passport? The passport. This is chisaron kiss. Interesting, in COVID, in Yerushalayim, they were asking people to walk around with their passports on Shabbos. Remember this? Again, someone from the shir said that the child got a knock on the door. Where's your passport? Or they were walking outside. Where's your passport? I said, I can't show it to you because it's muksa. He told the non-Haredi policeman. And the policeman said back to her, your next door neighbour was happy to show it to me because the rabbi in Hendon Adas said it's okay. Whatever it was, that's what Rob said. It is okay. It's not okay. Each to their own. Rabbi Falk calls that this is chisaron kiss. Yeah. So, again, we're not usually hanging around with each other. It could be next to your bed, could be next to your Shema card, you want to move out of the way, you have to know what's what. That is chisaron kiss as well, yeah? All these items, obviously we can't be exhausted.
Just go to the passport, if somebody else's passport, for you it's worth nothing.
Well, I'll tell you the truth now, I'll turn this around. What does that mean? It's cut, it's finished, yeah? It's an old one. It's my old one. So it goes, that's Kasar and Kis. Once you pass it and it's worth going, it's Muqsim Ahmad's Gufay. They have the same deen in these two, yeah? They have the same deen, so you're okay. It's just important to categorize what's what, yeah? Gufay and Kasar and Kis. So all those items can be Kasar and Kis, which cannot be moved. You can't say this enough times because you hear it so much, people doing things. It only applies to Gufay, to Kadesh Maftal Issa. If you see somebody moving a Kasar and Kis by hand, it's wrong. And if you see somebody moving a Muqsim Ahmad's Gufay by hand, it's wrong. If you keep your eyes open, you see this all the time. I saw somebody picking up a peanut shell in shul. I said to him, good Shabbos, okay? He said, yeah, it's, he saw me, he didn't have the mucks of police, you know? He says it's Serich Makomai. Why is he wrong? Because a peanut shell is like a £20 note. A peanut shell is not a Kedish Mechtel Issa. You cannot move it by hand in the server. It's just a peanut shell, don't care. It's a £50 note. A peanut shell is a £50 note with no dream of moving. One peanut shell is not Graf Shari. No. Good question. It's not Graf Shari. The Gemara, the Mishnah Berurah speaks about a big pile of peanut shells. One peanut shell is not Graf Shari. Yeah, that we'll get to that Graf Shari problem.
Why is a normal pair of scissors not
Because a pair of kids' scissors, a normal pair of scissors, is in the drawer. You would and could use. You're not so mad. You see the kids messing with it. They cut or they do other things. It is the ikatakis, but you're very not. It's made for cutting. But you'd also, if you would see your kid with a pair of scissors and he's just turning that screw in the door to open it, or he's sliding it down somewhere to, you wouldn't stop him. If you're messing with these shaitan scissors, you'd say hello, just slow down. Yeah, you wouldn't stop them. Instinct shadow they had in the yeshiva recently. It was last Yom Kippur the year before. They ran out of Purim papers on Yom Kippur. They were giving out sheets for Purim and they didn't have enough. There was a lot of extra people. And a bocher ran to the photocopy machine. And he pulled out a wad of 50 sheets and he started dishing them out on the floor to everyone. And then one magasher said, wait a minute, is that paper Chisar and Kiss? I'm busy on Yom HaKadosh putting out Chisar and Kiss papers by hand for every person to bow down to the Eibishter on the floor, right? Big vikuach in the office there. How relaxed are they with chucking out the papers, yeah? Okay. So an important point there about the being told on personal kapeda, it really is up to you. Are you makpid? It's a problem.
Sankis is not, each paper is not Sankis.
Why not?
One piece of paper is Sankis.
Less than the proof.
It's not about money. It's about are you makpid. Do they let you come to the office and just, if your kid comes Sunday afternoon and says, I want to play daddy, I want to do welcome home signs. And you know how they take, yeah? The one paper's for a W, one's for the E, yeah? 35 sheets of paper, then they all scrumpled up and go on the floor and you're saying, hello, that's headed stationery for £15 a box. Or even if it's less, if you're Mac, we don't waste that paper. Use, yeah, like this. I wouldn't want my children to play around with this. It's me, but yeah, I've had this for 2 years in the cupboard. Not so many rebels to thank, yeah. Okay. So,
if the owner is MacPid, if one of the definitions is that the owner is MacPid not for this item to be used for anything else.
Yeah.
Why is a phone, for example, which is never used for anything else?
Oh. Very good. We'll answer that question with some of the time at the end. That's a bit deeper idea. What exactly is called hakpada? I use it for nothing. I could use it for certain things. We'll see. I'll tell you at the end of this, John. So, an important question is, very important question is, what we've discussed till now is a Kedish Maftal Issa. Let's take a moshul. You've got a pair of scissors. So these are Maftal Issa. And this is also scissors, but it's been upgraded from Maftal Issa. We've turboed it up to Kasar and Kiss. It's had an upgrade. Or was it a halakhi, a downgrade, yeah? Now much more powerful. So what happens, though, when you have something which is a Kedish Maftal Heta, can that become Chisar and Kis? Or only you have to be Maftal Issa first? Take a seat. Take this Mishnayis. This Mishnayis is Mutti, yeah? These Mishnayis is called, along with everything else in the Mishnah Berurah, Sforim, cutlery, clothing. These are all Kedish Maftal Heta. Yeah, you can move these. Can this become Chisar and Kis? Any ideas? This one's not. Good try, depends. Okay, so the general rule by Kedish Melachta Leheta is that it cannot become Chisar and Kis. Melachta Leheta, you have to be Melachta Leissa first. We'll see an exception in a minute. You have to be Melachta Leissa first. Now, you know.
You can use it always.
Oh, that's the answer. Because you know that it can be used if you really want to, even if it's something that you're careful with, back of your mind, you know it could be used. You have an expensive Megillah. I know that I have a very nice Siddur here. I found in my Zayda seat, and I'm not sure if it belonged to him or not. It's a very old siddur. I showed it to Rav Aaron this morning. He told me it's about 110 years old. It's got a nice mishabeach in Yiddish after davening on Shabbos Shacharis for Tsar Nikolai and Lady Maria. It's about 120 years old. I'm very fond of this siddur. I don't use it very regularly at all. I keep it on the shelf. I show it to people who I think will find it interesting. Is this muksa? I've had this for maybe 15, 20 years. I've used it about 3 times. It's not muksa. Yes, I'm makpid, and every time you open it, bits fall off. I'm very makpid. And the kids know we don't play around. This on a high up shelf. However, because I know I could use it to bench if I'm stuck. There's no sidurim. I used it once. I could use it. So that's the yisod of muksa. I'm ainay maximidas of the gamri. I'm not maximidas. I could use it. I have an old becher that's been through Auschwitz. I have the Rebbe's garden, the Rebbe's capital, all these old things. Yes, you don't use them every 2 minutes. They're fragile. And you're makpid, but the doch malach the leheta, and therefore you would use it. If my Rosh Yeshiva turned up, some Rebbe turned up, you'd take that becher out of the cupboard and offer it to them. That means it's not chesaron kiss. Despite you being extremely makpid, it's very sentimental, very nice. It could be used, and therefore does not become chesaron kiss. So malach the leheta can get upgraded to chesaron kiss. Malach the leheta generally cannot. So if someone says to you, I'm really strict, I'm really makpid, I'm really careful, what is the item? What is the item? Tell me. If it's a sefer, or a piece of clothing, or sfarim of cutlery, it could be your nice gold spoon from your bubba. We don't care. You could use it, and even if you don't use it all the time, you could. And you'd pull out some chosha, that's good enough.
If you make a cloth, this is staying in my safe till the end of my life. This is what's doing. This is my grandmother's.
So you're going against the Einim Maximidas. That could be. When you've made that cloth, let me know. First, find me something valuable, and then let that cloth. There's an exception to the rule. So, Anthony, there's still a little caveat there for you. There is an exception to the rule where you can have a Kaddish and after the Heta, which becomes Chesaron Kiss. Any ideas? Most in the Geir to me, a little bit to you. Me and you, yeah. Just me and you in here, I think. Maybe you and from the olden days. Good, who said that? Merchandise. Schoira. If you sell schoira, that means if you sell bedding, you sell school uniform, you sell towels from the house, any of these items, which is mutter. If I show you a towel, is this muksa? A towel? We all dry our hands on a towel, not muksa. I sell towels, all piled up nicely and neatly, yeah? Nobody wants to come into a towel shop in someone's house and there's chocolate spread bunches down. You're makpid, you keep them in a closed cupboard. People who sell bedding, people who sell clothing, they want it all to look nice. They want people to touch it. Please don't open packets. Yeah? We'll get to food in a minute. Very good, that's what I'm saying. Very good. So, I can literally pick up here to you two jumpers. This one, two jumpers. Are these jumpers muksa? Two Tiferes primary school jumpers. Is it muksa? No, that's Javi's jumper. And this one is still for sale. Muksa, chesaron kiss, kesem achter leheta. It's the same jumper. Don't care. One's omid for selling, so you're careful, you're makpid. We do not want people to stick their hand, try on everything, try a trying on shirt, and then buy a packet. Don't keep opening and dirtying and ruining things. So that's called schoira. And schoira, where we're scared, we want to minimize the handling, we're very careful, we say don't touch, don't mess, and therefore those items become chesaron kiss. Yeah?
So clothing which you only wear during the week or a school uniform or a Christ?
No, that's not muksa. That's not muksa.
It's not muksa.
No, no. If you're cold on Shabbos, you can put on your Tiferes jumper, no problem. If you sell Tiferes jumpers, then you have to be careful. The question people usually ask is, what happens if someone comes to my house on Shabbos and they're cold? Can they take a jumper from the shop? You're happy to give it them. Have this lady sells baby wear, the baby came for Shabbos, cold, wants to go home on Friday night, got no hat to wear. Give them a hat from the shop. Are you allowed to do that? So Rishlim Zaman holds you are allowed to.
Are they going
to
pay for it?
No, I'm happy to give it to you. You can take it. If you're machlit then, that you don't want to put it back. You can't take it, use it and put it back. It's muksa. If you're machlit to give it away, you know what? Take the baby hat and go. Rishlim Zaman holds it's okay. Okay.
You can change a muksa status off. After Baylor's
Rosh. Becoming muksa, taking muksa off. Take a glass and smash on the floor and muksa, doesn't it? Oh, kibayga about the mila knife, the moyer who decides to stop after 1,000 milas. There's a big raid about it.
Does it make a difference if he's going to pay for it after Shabbos block?
No, don't think so. Because the vote is that you've taken it out, it's no longer merchandise, it's finished. It's complicated. We haven't discussed how to do buying and selling on Shabbos, not Shmuz have to pay. After Shabbos, Hashi with the Shom Zachar, we'll get there in a second.
If you stop bedding, I mean, suddenly you've got visitors coming in, you might take
so that's okay. Okay, from Shmuz, that'll be okay. But to stand go, let's take a different example. Take a delivery. This lady, I got a phone call, a ring on the doorbell Shabbos morning, and there's one of these drivers there, you know, the lazy ones who aren't insured to bring anything past the Iskupas Abayas. And he's ringing the bell, and the time she comes down, there's four massive, this is a true story, four massive, you know, the big brown square ones that you can't move because she can't hold it. Four of those in her Porsche, blocking the door. She opens the door, and there's two big boxes, she can't see a thing. Hello? Vroom, he's driven off. Four massive boxes of Sakhira. And you say, I'm not buying it, I'm not selling it, I'm not lending it. How am I going to move this item now? You can't move it by hand, even if you try. Kick it, she kicks it, and it looks at her like, I don't know what, right? There's nowhere to kick. She went out the side door, came around the front, there's another two. Is it? This stuff is schur, it's muksamach, muska song, kiss, I swear.
Okay, good.
Yeah, okay, we'll see. Plenty of ages how to move it, but not by hand. Not by hand. One of my friends sells abaminim. He said he had one younger man come by him, and he kept telling him, sorry, did you have a question? MD, you wanted to say something? MD.
What?
Yeah, the question?
Yeah, the paper from the cook. Why is it, he was asking, why is it any different to, according to Flem Zalman, to you taking from your shopper term? For Kerim.
No, Schreier, it's a special din by Schreier. Special din by Schreier. Schreier, you're undoing, I'm not selling anymore, you know what, have it. Here's the general, how it sits the whole time is if you're MacBook. I'm not saying that the photocopy wave is awesome, but it's definitely a worthy question. This younger man sells abaminim, and he's getting upset because there's a customer keeps coming back in. And he says, this shop's schmatter. Every lulav of yours, they're all nifrat, they're split. Brings it in, and he says, I know I'm selling good stuff. What's this fellow doing? He follows him outside and watches him, and he goes outside. And he's doing this to every lulav. Wait a minute, you're passing my lulav, can you please go and buy somewhere else? Very makbid. After you've passed six lulav, go somewhere else, please, yeah? Someone who sells abaminim, or any item delicate, they're very, very makbid, that you shouldn't ruin their stuff. So they're chasar and kiss as well. Are, however, two exceptions.
What's that got to do with Shabbos, sorry?
Yeah, no, over Shabbos. I've got schur in my house. You can sell anything. You can sell uniform, you can sell abamim, you can sell matzahs, you can sell sforim, we're going to see in a minute, you can sell food. Food's the best, yeah? There's two exceptions to schur. Schur, we just said now, is muksa machas chasar and kiss. You're careful with it, you don't want the items to look. Nobody wants to buy. What's the Yiddish ladies in Tesco buying a baby row? They take the one behind. There's one at the front which is open, everyone's put their fingers in to see how soft it is. The one behind is the one they want, right?
Yeah.
Like taking the cold can, the one behind, yeah? So, schoira is generally muksa, however, there are exceptions. Food, someone who sells food, groceries, doesn't make a difference. It could be chocolates, drinks, all these things they're saying about hashi being open. If you need to get food on Shabbos, it doesn't matter if it's being sold, it's not muksa. Again, we know that food, we never max a das from food, we're always busy, food's on our mind all the time. And therefore, the food does not become muksa. So if you do have a baby on Friday night, just before the shkia, and you need some make an urgent shalom zocher, to go to a shop is not shver, pick up some bebelach, pick up some beer, sort out the money after showers, but the food is not muksa. Yeah? So if you're lucky enough that your mother sells chocolate arrangements with teddy bears rather than school uniform, you can help yourself with rishus, rishteta. You can help yourself to your mother's business room more than if she sells other things. Yeah. The other thing that's not muksa is sforim, even though they're schira, yeah, so if you have a sefer for sale, I've got these in my house, got sforim for sale, if these are in the way on Shabbos, there's no problem of moving them out of the way, they're not muksa. Oh, you're selling them, so you're telling me you move the uniform, but you don't move the sforim? Yes, we don't move this uniform, but we do move the sforim. Sforim are not muksa, because we know, we expect people to have a look in a sefer. You come into a shop, oh, can I see this new sefer? Is it good? Yeah, can I see it? No. No, well, I want to have a look.
It's a trial uniform.
Sorry?
There's a trial in the uniform.
You're trying on the one, not the trying on one, not the trying on every single one. We're macking on all of them, and there's a few trying on ones you can sort yourself out. But this, we tell you, you want to have a look. The owner of the shop knows that if you're going to buy a safer, you're going to expect to have a look, a quick flick through it first. And therefore, the owner of the shop is happy for you to a degree. Yeah? We're not having people sitting in the shop from 9 till 6 reading a book. But you're allowed to have a quick flick through the safer. If you look at a safer for sale on the table, and everyone will come in. No one will just throw £5 or £10 in the box and walk away with a safer. Very, very rare. Very, very rare. Most people will start going like this. They do like, they don't like. And therefore, again, with Sforim, they're not Maximidas Legamri. Okay, we're going to have to. There's one more type of Chasan case, we'll run out of time. So, Mitzvah, next time, we will go through the second type. Yeah? Thank you very much.
He says no head to toe.
He's right. He's an expert. No, it's very schwer. It's not so profitable.